Why she show up at my door like this? She got a nigga like a necklace. You already know what this is. Girl, it's magical. Her body screaming, tear it up. And them knocks look like buttercups. Shoot, now it's time, better lay it down.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
to the show. I am your host, AANBC founder and president, Tamika Newhouse. Welcome on to a special segment we're doing here on the show. We're going to be talking with some of this year's nominees for the AANBC Literary Awards we do every year. We've been doing it since 2009, I want to say. And tonight we're going to be speaking with some nominees from the categories of Male Arts of the Year and Street Lit Writer of the Year. And we don't know what artists are going to be calling in and who's not calling in, but I know that we do have several on the line. And if you are an artist and you're calling in and you want to speak with us, of course, you need to press the number one so that we know that you're on the line as well. Let me see, we do have about a few area codes, and for those who don't know, again, if you don't know who's all nominated, you can go to aanbcvoting.blogspot.com. Again, that's aanbcvoting.blogspot.com, and we will announce the winners at this year's Baltimore Urban Book Festival that's going to be held in Baltimore on April 10th, as a matter of fact. So we do have area code 757, 917, and 912. We're going to open up. The phone lines to all the area codes so we can see who are on. So if you can answer 757, if you can state your name, where you're calling from.
This is Greg Burton. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, hey, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. You know, I just left from Zumba class from the gym, so I'm a little tired because you guys know I'm usually louder than this, so hopefully you guys are entertaining me and liven me up just a little bit.
All right.
Let's see. Who we got from area code 917?
Peace, is Moses Miller.
Hi, Moses. How you doing? I'm glad
you're
calling in. I know you just left from an event, too, and so I'm going to talk a little bit about that just to see what you were doing. And we also have area code 912. If you can state your name, where you're calling from. 912?
No, Tamika, we don't have 912 anymore.
Okay.
How y'all doing? I'm sorry.
I'm like, who is this? It's like it's a female on here. Okay.
Hey,
Ann. This is my co-host, Ann. She was able to drop in tonight. So, hey, Ann, how you doing? Thank you for coming in and being a part of the show with us.
No problem. I just got a late start. I'm sorry, y'all.
I know you said we had area code 302. So, if 302, you can state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's KD. Delaware.
Hey, how you doing? I'm glad you're able to call in as well. You know, I have not been able to talk to you personally in a couple of days, so we're definitely going to catch up. So I think that's about everyone that we have on the show right now. So.
The last one, it may be DV, because DV always call in private. Is that you, DV? Well, we do have another line open. The last area code that's on the line, I don't have an area code, it's private. Can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is DV. I'm just calling
in. I thought so.
Okay. Again, thank you, DV, for listening. Let's go. Let's take it back to Moses. This is actually Moses' first time on the show, and I'm really excited to actually speak with him just to get a little bit of one-on-one. I know it won't be in the longevity like we want to, but Moses, you've been out for quite a while. You've definitely made a name for yourself. You're also a part of a male Arthur True group that's going on this year. Tell us a little bit about what you've currently been doing and how you got to this point.
Yeah. In regards to the Love Literature Tour, that's the tour that I'm on with Brian W. Smith, Dwayne Joseph, Ricky Teams, Jihad, Vincent Alexandria, see Mark Lacey. Hopefully I didn't forget anybody. But, yeah, that's the tour that we've been in. We're going to seven different cities, and really just to promote the love of literature. And that's something that we started early this year. We've been to Denver and Texas, and we have some other cities, venues coming up soon. Outside of that, I'm excited. My third book and the last book in a trilogy called The Trifecta. It's the last part. First part was called Man, the Trifling Times, Nathan Jones, and then The Game of Trife is the second part in that trilogy. And the third part came out earlier this year, so I'm real excited about that as well.
Now, when did you get started? What was the year that you first came out?
The Trifling Times of Nathan Jones came out in, like, the end of 2006.
Wow, that's quite a journey. So now you have definitely, you're not considered new anymore. You know, you've definitely been in it for a minute. What have been some of the highlights of your career so far?
This is several highlights. I mean, I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of good people and, you know, go to different cities and showcase my books. But probably the highlight, which is a highlight every day, has been really the Barack in Me, which is a book that I wrote for young African-American males, because through that I had an opportunity to kind of help and reach back and pull a lot of people forward. So, I mean, I won awards for other books, and you know, a lot of book clubs had me at their meetings to talk about, you know, the series, the Man series, but one of the most rewarding projects that I worked on has been the Barack in Me, and just working with the youth that I work with.
Yeah, I mean, when that book came out, to me, I felt like that's when people really started taking notice, was the Barack in Me, that book itself. I feel like that took you to another level in your group. But that's just my opinion. I could very well be wrong, but, you know, that's just my opinion. And I've actually met you in person. I didn't, when I met you, I met you a couple times, but when I first met you, I didn't get what I expect. And that's a good thing, because, you know, I mean, you know, I've met some males, and some males are arrogant or whatever the case may be. You know, they just have like this, you know, they feel like, you know, they top notch or whatever. You don't get that from you. You seem very quiet, very humble. I feel like that, like you under the impression that you don't actually feel like you are as popular as you are. But I really feel that you really are, but you don't come off that way. You come off really humble and really quiet, and, you know, I just want to shake you up just a little bit and tell you, hey, wake up. You know?
No, because, I mean, to tell you the truth, it's like, I think a lot of people, for a lot of people, well, I can't say for a lot of people, I'll just say for some people, maybe the books or being an author is what defines them. I mean, it's not what defines me. It's a talent that I have and something that I love and enjoy doing.
Whoa.
Somebody about to get a whipping.
Yeah. Do I need to call somebody Mike?
Somebody's gonna get their butt kicked.
that may have been KD, because I think she just dropped off. So somebody just got in trouble.
Somebody
told him to get him a switch.
She's trying to let my mama for a minute, girl.
I had a flashback. I was like, oh, my God. you're always doing something. You just came from an event, too. You also speak to a lot of the youth. What were you doing tonight?
Tonight wasn't even speaking. It was in regards to one of the programs. I was meeting with some people in regards to just funding for one of the programs I'm going to be doing going forward. But it wasn't anything that I was actually, you know, speaking to anybody at that particular time earlier. I do have a program that I did at a high school earlier this afternoon, but that was something different. But I do a program. I do several programs related to the Barack and Me, different schools, different organizations, and just, just teaching our young people leadership and you know, skills that will help them get to the next level, because some of them haven't been as blessed or as fortunate as I've been to have mentors throughout my life.
Wow. So it wasn't addressed, Tamika. Let us know what category you were nominated for. Let the listeners know what you were nominated for.
It has something to do with being a male author, right? I'm a little that Lyra. Was it male? I don't want to make a mistake on the award, because I remember one time Michael Jackson came out on stage and he said he thought he won the Artist of the Millennium Award, and that was what he was out there for. So yeah. I don't want to make a mistake and just, you know, make up some name. Nah, that's not what you were. That's not what we nominated
you for. But now Moses was nominated for Male Artist of the Year. What does that mean to you to be, just looked at as potentially the Male Artist of the Year, to be recognized like that? What does that actually mean?
It means a lot. It means, first and foremost, you know, I congratulate everybody who was nominated. And I think regardless who takes home the award, everybody who's nominated should feel, you know, proud of themselves that this is being recognized. But for me, it's really just something that shows appreciation for what I do, for the hard work and effort I put into my writing. When I wrote my first book ages ago, and I really was never writing for anybody else to acknowledge what I did or, you know, any of my skills or my creativity. I was just writing for myself. So then taking that step and putting it out there for others to kind of, you know, look at your work, dissect, determine whether it's good or bad, and for them to come back and then feel like, you know, you're talented, and for me to be nominated for awards and win other awards, it feels good. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so what are some projects that you have coming out within a new future?
You said projects that come out that I have coming.
Yeah, well, what are some of the new projects you got coming?
Well, right now, I have, over the last year, I've written three books. I don't know which one I'm going to put out next, but so right now, really, I'm just focusing on promoting Trifecta. I look at probably, maybe in time for like the National Book Club Conference or somewhere around there, I'll probably release a new project, determine which one I want to release. But and also want to do something, another nonfiction work as well, that I've already written. That'll probably be out this year as well. Something else, geared towards the youth as well. But just so you know, I could plug this for the readers and for the listeners, you could always go to www.mindcandymedia.com. You know, to hear about any of my projects or to join my mailing list so I could keep me informed as well.
I was just about to ask you about that. So, first of all, Moses, I want to congratulate you on everything that you're doing. I feel like you're definitely positive, and I want you to encourage you to keep doing that. And, you know, I'll actually be seeing you, I want to say in April, at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival. So I want to just encourage you to keep doing that, and I wish all the best for you in the future. So I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. And I also want to congratulate you for your success and tell you that when I looked on your website, I love the intro on your website.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love the video. That's
nice. I'm trying to do a little something different. You know, you got to stand out.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, it's cool.
Thank you, sir. And like I said, just keep doing what you're doing. Stay positive and definitely stay humble. I like your spirit. So don't conform for anything. Just say, and if you change, I'm going to make sure that you know in my mouth that you change.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, but we need balance. We need for every, you know, we need a relentless iron in the industry as well. You know, it has to be balanced. So I like the personalities in everybody. It has to be, you know, it just has to be that balance. So it's all great.
All right. Well, again, everyone, that was Moses Miller. And you said your website was mindcandy.com,
right? Mindcandymedia.com.
Cool. Got it. Mindcandymedia. And also, we're going to be... if you follow us on Twitter at AAM Book Club, we're going to be putting out some tweets on all these teachers and artists' websites and links that you guys can go to their personal website. So make sure you follow us at Twitter at AAM Book Club. Again, Moses, thank you so much. for coming on. And I know you just got over an event, so I hope that you go home, rest up, and do it all again tomorrow.
I appreciate it. You have a good.
You too. Again, everyone, thank you so much, Moses Miller. And let's go ahead and connect with one of our next nominees who's not also nominated in Male Author of the Year. And who do we have next?
Mr. Greg Burton. Hey, Greg.
Hey, ladies. How you doing tonight?
We good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling good right now.
You feeling good? How does it feel to be nominated?
You know, it's really
yeah.
a blessing. I have to be honest with you. This is my first novel out. You know, it's an erotic novel, and you know, I get a lot of backlash for it, but you know, I try my best to make everybody see that it's a great storyline behind it, and a lot of people is accepted for that after they get, you know, outside the point that it's an erotic novel. They actually get to read and find out it's a story, not just, you know, sex and sex, and I get a chance to build with a lot of people. So it feels good that, you know, my hard work of going to these events and, you know, networking with people is actually paying off.
Now, I read the book, Greg. The entitled Greg book is called What Happens Overseas Stays Overseas. And for your first run out the gate, your debut novel, this book to me was a 5. I tell anybody it was a 5. What inspired you to write this novel?
I can, you know, there were so many different angles out there, but I think the main one was, you know, I read one of Zane novels when I was working at a call center, and it was erotica, and then I was like, man, I can do this. And then I wrote this short story, and when I wrote this short story, you know, they really liked it. And I decided I wanted to do something. I wanted to write a real novel. I tried to think of an atmosphere or a scene that nobody's ever created. So I figured I'd use the Navy because I was in the Navy. And, you know, it was easy for me to come up with, you know, the chosen words that Navy personnel use, and it just kept flowing from that point.
Right. So what type of feedback have you gotten since this book has come out? Like, what are your readers, like, what kind of feedback are you getting from your readers about this book?
A lot of readers say that, you know, I didn't understand that phrase when it first came out, but they said it's a quick and easy read. I thought it was like, I don't understand what quick and easy mean, but they were like, you know, you don't have
to.
I put it on Facebook. I'm like, quick and easy, is that good or bad? But
That's
they put
good.
It on Facebook. I asked a question on Facebook, and they were just like, you know, you don't have to go back and, you know, give second thought to it, and, you know, you go right through the pages. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's good there, because, I'm human. I care about what people say about my work. You know, I put it out for everybody to critique, and you want honest feedback. You just don't know what the feedback means sometimes. But, you know, a couple people actually said that they feel like I rushed or forced the dialogue. But I don't think that I did. If I did, that's why on this next novel that I'm doing, I'm trying really hard to let the authors, I mean, to let the characters speak for themselves, you know. Let my fingers move and my mind just think if I was the character or whatever the case may be.
Yes. And well, tell the truth that this book earned you a nomination. So with readers out there, like we said, we can't please them all, but What Happens Overseas Stays Overseas got you to this point where you've been nominated for Best Male Author of the Year. So it's a great thing. Whatever you did,
it,
you did it.
Oh, I'm not going to front. I'm like, oh, wow. You know, it feels really great. Like, I'm up against some great authors. After I find out who I was nominated against, Moses, the brother's doing outstanding work. Brian is doing outstanding work. JM, the brothers, all these brothers doing, like, you know, they've been in the industry for years. They connecting with the community. They giving back. They helping out others. And these brothers, you know, I'm like, wow. You know, it's overwhelming. And it feels really good. I'm hoping that, you know, 5-6 years down the line, I get the opportunity, or even this year I get the opportunity to start helping out the community where these brothers are, because I'm trying, but, you know, I'm new, so I still gotta pay my dues, right?
Right. So you said that you were writing your, reworking on your next manuscript. What is your new book about, and when is it due to come out?
Yeah, we're going to push it back again. It was due to come out in February, and it's just like, I'm working on a con book.
a female con artist. And the thing is, this can be a great crossover book for me. Not because it's not erotic. It's just about a young girl who decides that she wants to be a con artist. That's the way she wants to live her life. And I'm trying to make it entertaining to where you see how she developed her skills, who taught her, you know, the con that they go through, the mishaps and, you know, the roller coaster rides, the thrill in it. And I just want to make it really entertaining, and I want to make it lengthy but not boring. So, you know, I keep going back to the beginning and fixing things like I think it should be and not how I want it to be.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So with your new release date, are you just like, is it too premature to say right now you just want to get it done first, or do you know when you plan to re-release? I mean, when you plan to release?
My wife gave me 2 weeks. I don't know what's wrong with her. She's like my publicist, manager. I don't know, but she gave me 2 weeks. I don't know about that.
Cannot rush creation. You can't do that. You got to take your time.
She just like a real publisher. She's like, I need this book out. We starting these shows. I need this. I'm like, I'm trying. You know.
I'm talking about Michelle.
Yeah, I
know
you was,
because she's
actually
all over there. I like her.
But
she,
I
like her, but we got to nominate these folks that work behind the scenes, too.
She works harder than I do. I appreciate that. It's hard to have somebody who really backs you. I mean, like, really, really backs you. And I have that perfect combination. I have that perfect wife, you know? So I'm like,
God bless me up.
Nah, don't make fun of me.
I try not to rub it in. But Michelle sounds like a great a woman, not just one, but just a great person overall. And I like all the hard work that y'all be doing. Y'all just be tag team, and I like when husband and wife do that. So I like that. That's that good love. You work together, you stay together. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, Gwen, let me ask you. How dealing with the nomination, tell us as far as what this nomination means to you. Like, where were you when you found out, you know, about the nomination?
You know, I was actually at work, and my wife, she called my job. She never calls my job unless it's like it's an emergency. And she called my job, and it was like the busiest time of the day. And she's like, I have some news to tell you. You know, you got nominated for Author of the Year. I'm like, what? And, you know, I just stopped working. And it was just like, man, I can't believe that. That's pretty cool, you know. I was taken back. And then I started bragging all over work like an idiot. But, you know, when you're happy about something, you're going to brag about it, of course. So
you should have sent everybody in your office a link to vote.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
I sent personal messages out to everybody I knew. Listen, y'all read my book. Y'all need to vote for me. And if y'all haven't read it, go to Amazon, order for $2.99 on Kindle, read it, and then vote for me. That way you don't say you did faulty voting.
I agree. I like that. See, I like that, Steve. You don't get a vote. You know, well, if voting is over, but if they were still voting, you would get votes just for that, you know?
I know I'm going to get some great guys, though, so, you know, I have to try harder. Even if I don't win this year, it's just like an honor. It's like telling me that I'm on the right path. It's like telling me I'm doing the right thing. I just need to keep pushing forward.
I totally agree. I mean, does this nomination give you, like, that extra push? Or, I mean, what does that do for you in the future? Like, do you feel like, okay, I want this next, I want that next? I mean, what does that do for your mindset and your overall, your drive?
You know, I don't want to overdo it, but I want to say, you know, somebody asked me before, what do I want out of my writing career? One day I want to be considered a great author. One day I want to be remembered 30 years down, like Donald Goins. He was in the 70s, and we still remember him today.
Right.
You know, they're going to remember Eric Jerome Dickey 30 years from now. I want to be the next one of those guys. I know that, you know, my first novel was great, it was entertaining, but it wasn't that one that allowed me to be remembered 30 years. What I'm saying is this. As an artist, as a person who believes in his craft, I know there's glitches that I can work on that'll make me so great that at one point in my life it's gonna be like I made it to that point to where I know I'm gonna be remembered 30 years from now. That's the book I want. That's the book I want. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say I love what happened overseas. That's my baby girl. I worked hard on her. I almost did a lawsuit for her. I worked really hard on this one. But I'm saying that now that I know that there's an opportunity for me to expand my mind and, you know,
like somebody told me earlier today, think outside the box. I'm trying to get way outside the box.
Yeah. I only said that to say this because I remember Eric Jerome Dickey for his early work. I remember Eric Jerome Dickey would always be like a favorite author to me because of Friends and Lovers, and that probably was like his first book. So that's why I said I don't say that, because a lot of people, like Sister Soldier, her first book is what sold me as a reader of her work. So your first book for some people just might be that book. So that's what I meant by not to say that, because that sometimes that first book is that one book that say, hey, sold. I'm always be a person to buy this person's book.
Okay, I see you saying that foundation.
Right.
Right. And that's true. I like that. I want people to remember my book, the ultimate 30 years from now. You know, I want that to be an urban classic. So I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Go ahead. Because I was going to ask something else.
I wanted to talk to you as far as, okay, you got the nomination. That means you were creating some type of buzz, and so I know you're going to continue that. So, what are you going to be doing as far as promotions and events in the future? Because it's just March, so you got all of this year. So, what are you going to be doing?
Let me pull out this calendar for you guys real fast. Okay, so. The 26th, I'm going to be in Baltimore, the National Hack. It's going to be a great event. I've never been to Baltimore before, so this is going to be my first time. It's a two-day event. It's a National Hair Expo. It's in Baltimore on the 26th of March. On the 1st of April, I'm just trying to get you out of first 2 months. I just stopped at April. But the 1st of April, I think I'm going to do the Empire State Book Festival. I haven't really decided. I don't think it's going to be a really what's the word I'm looking for? Diverse crowd. But, mm-hmm. you know, you probably could still win some, but I don't want to spend a lot of money if you can't win over the crowd, really. The 16th, I was going to do the Philadelphia Book Festival, but they told me my book was too racy for that. It's more for kids, so that's not going to happen. But on the 30th, I'm doing Delaware Black Expo. And also on the 10th, I'm doing Baltimore Urban Book Festival. All this is in April. So, you know, that's just April. Now, maybe we got about 3 shows supposedly lined up, but we haven't paid for them yet, so I don't know if we're going to do them yet. But then in June, July, August, we're doing at least 2 to 3 shows every weekend.
Right. Well,
put your schedule on the internet so I can copy it.
That's what I'm going to tell you.
Let me copy
yours
first.
I'm for real.
I
said it vocally, but I'm dead serious. Like, it keeps me from bothering you. You just go ahead and put it on the internet so I can know where you're going to be at.
Listen,
and that's my next question. That was my next question.
My wife put in all that network. What's the next question?
That was my next question for some contact information. So these what-if dates, somebody can still come check you out and see these what-if dates going to come to pass, or are they going to be... signed up or what?
Well, the weather days are not into May. Everything else is confirmed. Like, I'm going to be in Baltimore on the 26th of March. The only one that I'm skeptical about is the Empire State Book Festival. It's in Albany. And I looked at the website and I tried to do some research on the past shows. It's not showing that it's a very diverse crowd and that can affect you a lot. I know for a fact I'm doing Baltimore April 10th, and I'm also definitely going to Delaware Black Festival April the 30th. So these things are like for sure.
Are these things posted on your website, on Facebook? Where can listeners go and get this information so they can pencil it? Well, put it on their calendar.
So I can copy it.
So you can copy it. yeah. We're trying to find a new web designer. We want to get our website more up to date. It's a little too conservative for me and my wife, and so we're just trying to find something that's a little more spunky. It's something that says Greg. And right now it just says...
I got a website.
that's about it. That, you know, I got a website. I want it to be like you guys' website. Can I borrow it? Can I borrow your website? Can I get y'all code so I can just plug it on my side?
Go right ahead.
That saves me a lot of money.
That's not a problem at all. I'm charged $75 a month, so that's not a problem at all.
Listen, I need a new website. That's the only thing, because I want to be able to put a calendar on my website so I can update people where I'm going to be. My whole thing this year is to, like, gain a big fan base, because the new book that I'm bringing out is going to be a really great novel. My first novel, I believe a lot of people tell me it's a great novel. They can't wait to the sequel, but I have to finish this novel first, and I want something to keep everybody updated, because I'm going to be going everywhere. I'm going to try to keep myself in the loop with everything. And, you know, I was speaking to this really smart lady today, and she was telling me about the BEA and how it's great to network there and, you know, rub shoulders with people that you wouldn't normally meet on the circuit. So, you know, mm-hmm. I plan on being a lot of places this year. I really want mm-hmm. to connect with a lot of people. I want to start helping out the community, getting advice on, you know, what can I do as an author to help out people in Brooklyn, because, you know, Brooklyn is big, and believe it or not, the literary community around here is pretty strong. I would like to put some effort in towards making it stronger.
Right. Well, we certainly wish you all the luck in the world, Mr. Burden, and all your endeavors. You are one of those authors to look out for, definitely. And we want to congratulate that. You also on your nomination, and much luck to you. We're glad that you took out a little time to hang out with us tonight, because we just recently interviewed Greg a few shows back. So I'm glad you came back tonight to hang out with us and to celebrate your nomination. And hopefully, we don't know, we'll see who the winner is coming up.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, congratulations to all the other nominees out there. You guys, y'all do exceptional work. I don't know if y'all still around, y'all can hear me, but you guys do exceptional work. One day I hope I could be walking in the same path, or if we all walking on the same path, hopefully one day I can catch up with you guys, you know. But I just like to congratulate y'all.
Thank you, Greg. Well, you have a nice night. We're going to go ahead and get up with Miss KD and see what's going on with her. KD, if you can hear us, say hello. KD, are you there? Hello? I don't want to.
Hello?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me make sure. Yeah, mic is open. KD, are you still with us? Well, guys, I don't know what's going on. We're going to move on real quick. I have area code 202 on the line. So if you can hear us, state your name and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
I can hear you.
Hi, this is T. Styles.
Hey, lady, how you doing?
What's good, babies? I'm actually in a restaurant, but I wanted to come in and check in with you guys real quick before the show ended. A quick break.
Oh,
how are you guys doing?
I'm excited you had the opportunity to time to call in, because you're really a busy woman, so I'm not going to hold
you. I'm all over the place.
Too long. I'm not going to hold you too long, but you were nominated for Street Lit Writer, but you do so many other things, and you also, I remember when you first came out with the Cartel Publications, I want to say 2008, 2007, it was birthed around that time. So
right.
You've been doing a lot of things since then, so you can tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the things that you're currently doing.
Okay. Again, my name is T. Styles. I'm the president and CEO of the Cartel Publications, and we're doing a lot, but right now, mainly, I would say we're finishing touches on our movie, Pitbulls in the Skirt. Personally, I'm finishing up Shitless 4, and I'm also trying to polish up the edges of Raunchy 2. So I'm all over the place, still putting out authors. I think we got like 20 books to our company right now. We're just like working hard every day.
Right. So how do you do it all? Because I know folks may ask you that, but how do you do it all? Because not only do you write under T-Styles, but you also have other pen names.
Right.
And these guys are tapping into entertainment with your first movie. I mean, you're doing so much. How do you do it all?
I have an excellent, excellent support team. My vice president, Sharice Washington, she's godsend. I don't think I would be able to do anything without her. And then as far as my movie, I have an excellent team, Director 7. She's awesome. So a lot of times when I'm not able to be on set, you know, I feel confident on that they can handle it. And as far as writing, you know, I write like 14 hours a day. You know, I get up, go to the gym, come home, and I'm writing. So, and my environment is so laid back and so chill that it allows me to be able to do that. And I don't have any young kids at home either, so it's just me and my pen all day long.
Right, so you say that you guys are also working on the movie, and you launched Cartel Cinema. I want to say that I'm saying it right. When did you decide to tap into this new journey, and how is it going for you?
We decided to tap into it in May of last year, and it's actually going great. I don't know what made us pick our largest the book with the most characters and the most scenes. Pitbulls in a Skirt has so many characters and so many people involved in it. However, we decided to tackle it, and it's going good. The biggest challenge is keeping everybody motivated, and again, that's why I have it. I'm so blessed to have my director Seven, because you know, when I'm not able to do that, because again, I have to still, you know, run my companies, my bookstore, now in the cinema house, but I'm not able to be there, knowing that she's able to, you know, to really get in there and hold things down for me, makes me rest easy. So it's my team. I can't do anything without my team.
Well, what keeps you motivated? Because I know it's a lot of hard work and energy. I mean, like, what just makes you get up and keep doing this every single day?
I love what I do. And I always tell people all day long, if I could just take off my hat and just be a writer, I would be in heaven. The only thing is I would gain a lot of weight, which I have. I'll be all over the place. But, I mean, I just absolutely love writing. So it's so easy for me to stay motivated because I found something that I'm really blessed to be able to do. So, and again, I have a good support system. Like, you know, I have good friends in my life. Shout out to Jason Poole. I love him to death. Be happy if he comes home this year. So y'all keep him in his prayers. But I have a lot of good people around me to hold me down. And some really talented authors. Katie Harris, I hear she's going to be on the call. Eon Williams, Tiana Dawkins, Jason Poole. I have a really, really good team of writers, along with myself.
You know what, T, I want to also tell you that one thing you do very well is brand yourself. And not only that, but you brand everybody that comes up under you as far as all your artists, and their name gets out there. I mean, do you guys kind of sit down and create like a marketing plan of what you guys are going to do? Or, you know, how do you feel like you get it done and you do it so well?
Well, with the branding, I always try to tell people that whenever you're, you know, putting anything out, in order to brand, you have to make sure that your name, the company or the item, whether it be your pen name or your company name, whatever that might be, you want to always put that out in the forefront. So for me, whenever we, you know, put out a book or anything, it's the Cartel Publications. And under the Cartel Publications is T. Styles, Katie Harris, Eon Williams. So it's Cartel Publications first, always. And then under that, and see, a lot of times people make mistakes and they'll try to brand an author. But authors grow, and they're supposed to. They're supposed to leave the nest, and they're supposed to branch out, you know. And if you branded a particular author and that author leaves the camp, then you've lost your brand. You spend all your time on that particular author. So you always brand your company, the thing that you know that you can invest in the most, and then whatever else is under that. So that's what we do for this Cartel all day long.
And I know that you were nominated for Street Lit Writer, but overall, what do you want to be known for or remembered by?
I want to be known for the fact that I think I am one of the hottest writers in my genre. I feel it because, you know, I'm Rain, I'm Mikhail Malone, I'm T. Styles, you know, and I'm a lot of other people that people don't know about, and I'm able to put out 7 or 8 books a year, and I'm able to make sure out of my 7 or 8 books a year that my books are hot, so I'm not just putting out bullshit. So I want to be known eventually as one of the baddest authors of my genre, period. And that's my goal, you know. So it's not just, you know, just me, you know, being a publisher. That's great to be a publisher, and it's great to be a director, I mean, be a producer and all of that kind of stuff. But as far as my genre, I am one of the baddest authors out there, and I know it.
That's
what's up.
Yeah, I know. I see. Well, I just wanted to, you know, first of all, compliment you for not only doing what you do for your company, but after taking a risk, because it's like there's so many talented, I want to say black artists out there, or these were unknown, we're not mainstream. So for you to put yourself in a position to start competing with these mainstream companies is actually starting something where you can say, well, I am the cause of something else being great. Because not many people can do that. So as your company grow, this is going to open up more windows and opportunity for other blacks to be able to follow in your footsteps to do the same thing. So I compliment you and congratulate you on that.
I want to add on that, too, like, and I think people need to first remember to always focus on your craft. Don't focus on the money. The money is going to come. Like, I've been solicited recently by, you know, major publishing houses. My company has books on my novel, books under my label have been solicited for a mass market deal. So, you know, people are looking for us. But when we first started, we focused on our craft. And I'm trying to tell these, you know, these young up-and-coming authors, you're not going to get rich off your first book. Or your second book, maybe. You know, I'm 20, 30 books deep, you know. I have a lot of books out there, and I'm just finally getting my foot in. So I just want to make sure these people, you know, these guys, they stay focused. Focus on your craft. Learn your craft. Read all you can about your writing. And don't focus on the money, because if you focus on that, you're going to lose.
I agree. Yeah, see, I'm not going to hold you too long because I know that you have a lot of things coming up, but can you run off some of the things that are going to be some books that you're going to be doing and coming out with that you have for yourself from the cartel series?
Sure. Well, first, I just want to let you know that we dropped Raunchy. Raunchy is my latest book. It's doing really good. Behind that, we put Pitbulls in a Skirt 3. That's doing very well. We're putting out Jason Poole's book, Larceny 2, which I'm also excited about. We got Queetus Day Scare Center coming out. Reverse. We're not playing this year.
Now, so tell people where they can go and find you out. And I know we haven't even mentioned the store, but let them know where they can, you know, go and get the books, like your website, and then throw in the bookstore and where they can go and,
sure.
and get all the
Well, if you want to find anything out about the Cartel Publications, it's thecartelpublications with the S on the end, .com. My bookstore is Cartel Cafe and Books. It's located in Oxon Hill, Maryland. You do a Google search, we pop right up. And follow me on Facebook. I'm real active with my fans. I'm on there, you know, when I take breaks in periodically throughout the day. I'm facebook.com/author.tstyles. I may not get right back with you. Please don't send me a message on there because I don't read my messages. It's so much spam going on. But if you go on my actual wall and you write something, I always respond right back. So those are the ways to reach me.
All right, thank you so much, T, for calling
in. Congratulations, ladies. I'm so proud
of
you guys. You guys are really, really doing it. I'm so very proud of you. I remember when Tamika first started out. So just, baby, I'm watching you. Keep doing it. You know, we need people like you. You're making a good name for yourself, and I'm just so proud of you. So just stay up.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You don't know how
you
much you mean to me. I've been looking up to you since 08, since I first came out.
Thank
you. Keep doing what you're doing. And I can't wait for the movie to come out.
It's
going to
be a big premiere. It's at a movie theater and everything. It's going to be at, that's another thing. It's going to be July 23rd. I may be wrong with the date, but if you go on my Facebook, it'll be there. But it's going to be at the Silver Spring. It's going to be in Silver Spring at the AFI. We rented out a movie theater and everything. It's going to be real nice. And tell Katie I said hi if she gets on a call. I'm proud of her, and I'm watching her, too.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Again, everyone, we were joined by our T-Styles of Cartel Publications. Again, if you want to find out more about T-Styles, you can go to cartelpublications.com. Again, she said, hit up on Facebook under facebook.com/ArthurT-Styles. Everything that's listed on there about Cartel is on the Cartel Publications as well.com. So thank you so much to Ms. T-Styles for calling in. I'm so excited that she was able to call in because I know that's a busy woman. So let's see. Let's try to go ahead and catch Ms. Katie Harris again. I know, Katie, if you can hear me, I know you just text me, but I can't text on my phone when it's a,
I'm
you know, disclosed network. So.
Yay, she's here. Yay.
I'm here.
Katie.
Katie, did you beat somebody a few minutes ago?
Honey, I had to snap real quick, and I forgot that I was on this phone. So I had to beat myself out real quick.
I was like, she wanted to go get somebody a beat down.
Yeah, honey, girl, they was ready to burn my house down. I said, oh, I forgot. Let me hit the mute button. But that's what it was. I was sitting talking to you guys and didn't realize I was on mute.
Yeah,
I thought it was my
Because you know, I done hung out with y'all. Y'all don't know. I done hung out with Katie a few times. Katie, you already know I'm a fool. So I was like, no, she didn't. That was something else. I forgive you, though.
Oh, I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God. But yeah,
I felt scared for your child, whoever it was. I was like, uh oh, somebody's in trouble.
Somebody,
the other guy, Moses,
girl, said,
oh, that smell was cooking good. You
somebody
like, oh,
got a whipping.
Look, you're right, turn me down. But, okay, I'm here, guys.
Well, you know what, Kay, first of all, I know we were supposed to actually have you on a couple weeks ago, but I know that you had a death in the family. And, you know, I want to definitely see my condolences. And I encourage you to definitely stay strong because this is never easy. When I saw that you were back on it, you were right back on it, getting right back into the swing of things, going out there and promoting Bliss and Bliss 2, I was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. Because you see a lot of people just want to kind of, you know, you be stuck in that. And I don't like for people to be depressed and be sad. I know that it's hard, you know, when anyone passes over, but the best thing for you to do is to get back up as soon as you can. And, you know, heal your wounds. You know, just go on with life. So I like that you did that. And it really warmed my heart when I saw you doing that. So you went right back into it. So tell us what you've been doing lately. What's been going on with you?
Well, I've been doing a lot. Too much. Like, no, it's never too much. But, no, I've been doing a lot. As you know, Bliss 2 has dropped on ebook today. So I'm excited about that. Bliss is out. Bliss 2 is out. I signed with La Femme. So it's a lot of things new going on with me, and I'm really happy about it. But, you know, I cannot give enough thanks to the Cartel Publications because they're the first who saw any of my work, and they gave me that chance, and I do appreciate it, you know. So, shout out to Miss T Styles, and I got to give T her credit, but I really have to give it to Cherise because Cherise is the one that fell in love with Poison and got me yet. So, shout out and kudos to Miss Cherise Washington. I thank you both, but yeah. So, you know, that's what I'm doing.
So now you're in another era. You're going to a different level. In your career, also have a new home, and of course you're nominated as a street lit writer, but that's not all that you need.
Right.
So tell us what you're currently doing now.
Okay, Bliss is not what you would call a street fiction book. Of course, it has its drama and the deceitfulness and, you know, all the cutthroat stuff that a street book would have in it, but it's not your typical street book. So that's why when I got the nominee, I was like, are you talking about Poison? You know what I mean? They're like 2 years late, but I still appreciate it. But, I mean, just to be amongst those who, you know, I'm going up against, like T Styles and Wahida Clark. I mean, that's a blessing, and that makes me feel good. So I must be doing something, you know, to be up against these type people. So, but Bliss is more of a, I call them psychotic thriller type things. That's what I like to write. I like to write edgy fiction that's going to keep people on the edge of their seat with lots of twists and turns and plenty of drama. That's me. I don't like to be caged in to just say, KD just writes street fiction, KD just writes contemporary, or even KD just writes Christian. I want to be known as KD the author who can write whatever the hell she wants because I'm just that good. I can go to these places and still be as good in what I'm writing. You know what I mean? So I would say that I'm a versatile writer. You know, whatever's on my mind, and once I put it to my mind, and this is what I want to write, whatever I'm feeling is what I write. And I think that's the best way to go because when you're boxed in and you feel as though that this is what you have to write, and you may not be feeling that at that time, I feel as though that you're doing yourself and your readers a disservice. So that's where I stand with everything.
So take us into the storyline a little bit of Bliss. Tell us a little bit what that's about because you know Poison, and I want you. I know you want people to know that you know, they're definitely going to get something new from Katie this time around. So tell us a little bit about the storyline.
Well, okay, Bliss is basically about a young lady named Sasha. She's a psychiatrist. See, everybody in Bliss is like their doctors and, you know, real estate people. You know, they got real jobs and they're doing their, you know, doing their thing. Well off, she has insecurity, bigger girl, gets caught up, you know, has no family, whatever else. She lets loneliness lead her into a tangled web of deception. Sasha, to me, is like the naive but yet not naive. You ever see the people that are like, you look at them like, oh, they're so innocent, but deep down inside, they're not innocent? That's Sasha. So basically, Sasha, Dr. Gregory Hayward, and Lorenz Hayward. It's a love triangle that goes places that it has nowhere, no place going. You know, it's a big twist. There's a really big twist in this book. And those who we think is the innocent turns out to be guilty, guilty, guilty. So it's one of those type of things. It's a roller coaster ride and, you know, plenty of steamy scenes and, you know, a lot of cutthroat, backbiting, just soap opera type situations, Dallas, Falcon Crest, Dynasty. It's all that in one. You know, wrapped up into a semi-erotic book. So that is Bliss.
That's Bliss.
So this is for a lot of people that don't know, what book is this for you? What number are we on now?
This is number 3. And
number
Bliss,
3.
Yeah, well, Bliss 2 is out now, so that's number 4.
See?
Yeah. Number 4, actually. 4.
Doesn't that make
and you proud? Yes, it's since 2008. But you know what I'm really, really excited about? This book called The Playground that I'm actually working on right now. And that's coming out this summer. And I'm actually I'm stepping into a whole new arena of adult entertainment with this book. I actually have like a video vixen. Her name is Model Bubbles. I mean, you can Google her. She's going to be on my cover, and she's basically a part of my book, you know, like part of this story is her story. And we're talking about the whole adult entertainment industry, the stripping, the swinging, the, you know, the celebrity-type juice, all that good stuff wrapped up into one with some murder and some drugs. So I'm taking it back there again. And Michelle and LFF, they have made – It's a big campaign behind it, and I think this is really going to take me where I need to be with this, seriously. It's so much publicity going behind this book, and I'm just so happy about it, and I get to cut up. And anything that I get to cut up in, because, you know, I was a little conservative with the Bliss story and, you know, for, you know, the other type people who like to read that stuff, and I miss my poison people. So I said, I have to do that with The Playground. I have to bring that back out because I miss Nice and Fatal. So we have some people who are a little bit 10 times, 20 times worse than Nice and Fatal in The Playground, and I just can't wait till it's released. So that's my work, you know, that I'm working on now. But who knows? I might release it at the DMV Expo. Who knows what Michelle's thinking? So,
and you know what? You just mentioned the expo, and I was about to tap into some of your events and things that you're doing for people to be able to meet you. So, like, as we all talk about that, but what are some of the events and places you're going to be at?
Okay, this Sunday I will be at the Literary Joint in Forestville. Next weekend, I'll be in at the Urban Knowledge Stores. So I'll start my Urban Knowledge Tours with the rest of the LaFemme ladies. I'll be in Virginia. Norfolk is Friday, and then Saturday I have the 2 stores in Richmond. The week after that, I will be at Madame and Mall. That's the 1st. That next week is the 9th, and I'll be having my release party at Stonefish in Largo, Maryland. So that will be the Bliss release party, and Bliss 1 and 2 will be there. So come on out and join me at Stonefish and the rest of the LSF family. The 10th, I'll be at the Urban, the Baltimore Urban situation. The 3rd,
yeah, I like how you said that
situation.
The following week, I will be in Albany, New York at the book club, the bookstore. Then I'll be on the 23rd, I think I'm in Maryland somewhere. I'm not sure. I have to check. But I think it's delivery. Yeah, it's one of those. But it's on, you know what, everything is on the LFS calendar, on, you know, the LFS site, and also on the DMV site. So, you know, it's there. Also, on the 30th, I will be back in my hometown at the Delaware Black Expo. There. So, you know, I have a lot going on. And then, you know.
You need to do.
Yeah, I do. All the way up until, like, the end of July. I'm everywhere. You know, June is South Carolina, Memphis, in North Carolina, the DMV Expo. Then, you know, I'm going to the Essence situation. I got a lot going on. A whole lot going on.
Well, that's fantastic. That's good to say, though.
Right.
That's great.
I need to take a breather. The more I'm sitting here talking about it, and I'm just like, well, wow. But, yeah, I have a lot going on, and which is a good thing. So that keeps me busy, which is great because I need to stay busy. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, excited about everything, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you definitely stand it. This sounds like a good year that's going to be up ahead for you. So, you know, I know I'll be connected, but, you know, any time you want to let, you know, the rest of the ABC community know, you definitely let me know so I can put it out there and support, because, you know, you're my girl, and I support everything that you do.
Tamika. Oh, gosh, I almost forgot, and Michelle would kill me. I have a teen line coming out, like, in the fall.
Oh, for real?
Yes. It's called The Elite. You know, I'm doing something for the teens. Yeah, remember Sweet Valley High? Yeah, something like that. But, you know, my teen's life aren't Sweet Valley High-like material. But, yeah, it's like a Sweet Valley High meets Black America, you know? So, real issues that our teens go through. So, you know, it's called The Elite.
Yes. For those who want to find out more about you, like, as far as, like, see what you look like, your bio, your book cover, all that, where can they go and do that?
They can go to www.lsfpublishing.com. I still have katieharris.com. You'll see me in my bio, but don't look at the books. They're not up to date. Of course, my Facebook. I'm doing the Twitter thing now. I go to MySpace here and there. My Poison book, by all means, go to the cartel, because Poison is still in full effect. Still, go get Poison. Because that's how you know all about me, because that's where I started. So, of course, go check out Poison. What else? I'm ready to do this blog, too, on the LFS site. And so look out for that, because I'm actually, my first interview is going to be Miss Dr. Sasha Hayward Duncan. You know, she's the lead character in Bliss. She has a lot to say. So she, you know, asked me, could we do like a press situation. She called me about that today. So look forward to that, because Sasha got a lot to say about what's going on in Bliss, and she's feeling some type of way about some, you know, about what people were saying about her. So look forward to that, because Sasha has she's on her ish right now. So she wants to let off some steam. So look out for Sasha and her situation. You know, a couple other people want to talk too. So when they get ready to come out, just look forward, because they'll be on my blog, because my people that, you know, are in these books, they have issues and they're not too happy with me the way I portray them. So, you know, I'll just put it out there and I'll let them speak. So that's what's going on with me.
That's what's up. I know you're definitely staying busy. Like I said, I encourage you to continue to do that. And I'll see you in April. I didn't know that. And then I'll see you, turn around and see you again in
June.
June?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'll see you in June.
We got
going on. We have the pool party. We got a lot going on.
Pool party? Oh.
We don't want to ask.
Lord, did you say bikini? Did you say bikini?
I said a two-piece. You
bikini two-piece, what's the damn difference?
Going by too fast.
Yeah, it is, right? Like, half this month already gone, then we're going to April. And the starting of April, yeah, I'm on the road every month. And I will be MIA a lot on the show during June and July. July, I will probably won't be on at all. But Miss Anna Black is going to be taking over the torch. I'm going to pass the torch over to Miss Anna Black because I'm going to be on the road doing a lot of things for my publishing house and for my books and for all the artists that, that I'm connected with. Just going to be on the road doing a lot of different stuff. So we're going to keep y'all posted on that on the months to come on some things that we're going to be doing over here. We're going to do it big. And to do it big, you got to get from behind a computer and you got to get on the road. So without further ado, Anna, we're going to go ahead and shut down. I'm actually about to go lay down. I don't want nobody calling me. Don't call my phone. Don't text me. Don't do nothing.
Good night. Okay, bye.
Blinded by the one you love so deeply. I had my pride.